Coming up on episode number 1159, it's a birthday celebration as it is frequently on Coverville. Today, celebrating the 75th birthday of singer-songwriter Carole King, who had a massive burst onto the scene with an album called Tapestry, but has also worked so much behind the scenes on some of your favorite songs as a songwriter with her husband, now deceased, Jerry Goffin. We're going to hear covers of and by Carole King on the show today. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition celebrating the music of Carole King. But, you know, it's not going to be folk and light pop stuff on the show today. No, you're going to hear folks like Billy Corgan. You're going to hear Lieutenant Uhura. You're going to hear Ike and Tina Turner and even the best damn ABBA cover band ever. Ever. But let's go ahead and get started. I mentioned her album Tapestry, and I didn't want to make this a track-by-track cover story of that album, but I did decide that I would make the first two sets of the show covers from Tapestry, or covers of the songs from Tapestry. Let's start off with the first song on the album. It is I Feel the Earth Move. Now, it's covered here by a woman who had great success in the late 80s with a song called Toy Soldiers. She included this one on her Best Of, which came out in 2005. It's Martika and her cover of I Feel the Earth Move.
I'm Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood, holding you again but only to make good. Oh, how I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing else to do but close my mind. Sure, hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I'm yet to find. But you're so far. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing else to do but close my mind. Sure, if the road don't come to own me, 'cause there's so many dreams I'm yet to find. But you're so far away.
I'm feeling right. Oh.
you down and trouble. Need some loving care. And nothing, no, nothing is going right.
Congress with a cover from one of my, actually, I think this was my favorite cover album of 2013, The Loft Tapes. And this was recorded just up the way, I want to say in like Vail or Eagle, up in the mountains from where I am here in Colorado. They recorded up there in a loft with special equipment and processing that made it sound like it's an album right out of the 70s. No, it was recorded in 2013, and that is such a fantastic album. They've got such a great voice for that. Like, everything lined up perfectly. The vocals, the style of music, the covers they chose just was like the perfect storm of albums, and you gotta go check that one out. If you like that track you just heard, go check out the rest of The Loft Tapes by The Congress. Such a great album. Originally done by Carole King, but very famously covered by James Taylor. Had a big hit with it. You've Got a Friend right there. Curtis Steiger's right before that, a musician from Idaho that is personally responsible for Nick Lowe being independently wealthy. You want to know why? Because Curtis Steiger's covered What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which was originally a Brinsley Schwartz song written by Nick Lowe, covered it for the soundtrack of the film The Bodyguard. And when that soundtrack did as well as it did, the royalties, part of the royalties, of course, went to Nick Lowe. And holy cow, that was huge. That was so big for him. Wasn't the biggest song on the album by a long shot, but because it was on that album, it, well, it put Nick Lowe in a brand new house. That cover of Curtis, cover by Curtis Steiger's was Home Again. That was part of a 1995 track-by-track cover of Carole King's Tapestry called Tapestry Revisited. A few good tracks, or actually a lot of good tracks on there. Faith Hill, there's a great cover on there by Richard Marx that I've played on the show before. I know, right? Richard Marx? But it's really, really good. Curtis Steiger's in Home Again. China Crisis, right before that, from an album I just discovered yesterday. And boy, am I happy. This made my day yesterday. It was a cover of It's Too Late. And it's from an album called 80s Recovered. And it's got covers by Belinda Carlisle and Kim Carnes and ABC and China Crisis, you heard right there. It's like all my favorite artists, and they're doing new stuff. I love hearing it. It's all covers of older stuff. So it's I take that back. It's all covers. It's across the board. ABC covers Radiohead, for Pete's sake. Really good stuff. And Jackie Naylor, before that, from her live album Live East West from 2005. Great jazz renditions on that. And she's got a definitely a modern pop sensibility. Her version of My Funny Valentine on that album is a mashup of My Funny Valentine and Back in Black by AC/DC. Her version of Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime has the bass line from the jazz classic Birdland, you know, that Manhattan Transfer did a cover of, and a few of those other bands did covers of. But A Weather Report had a great version of that. So Jackie Naylor and So Far Away. And then we start off the set with Martika. Yeah, Martika, who used to play with Toy Soldiers, and her cover of I Feel the Earth Move. That one from her 2005 Greatest Hits Collection, Toy Soldiers, The Best of Martika. Let's get to another set that's got a couple more tracks from Tapestry, as well as some other stuff that Carole King has written for other people. Starting with this one, which, you know, in addition to being a song that Carole King included on her Tapestry album, most famously done, though, by the Shirelles back in the 60s. You're going to know it instantly. It is Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Here is one of the greatest, no, I take that back, the greatest ABBA cover band of all time, Bjorn Again.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. smack. What a jack. He bought a shotgun. 'Cause he was in the mood for a little confrontation. He just let it.
To feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss, help me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, baby, what you've done to me. You make me feel so good inside. Thank you.
Ike and Tina Turner from one of my favorite album titles ever, Funkier Than Mosquito's Tweeter. That is a cover of Up on the Roof, originally done by the Drifters, but written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. That was actually just remastered recently in 2004. Great clarity and great versions, remastering of that Ike and Tina Turner album. Sometimes you just need funk, man. You just need to listen to funk. Up on the Roof there by Ike and Tina Turner. Before that, the Chapin Sisters with their cover of Crying in the Rain, originally done by the Everly Brothers, but also written by Carol and Jerry. That one from an album that came out in 2013 called A Date with the Everly Brothers. The Chapin Sisters, just the two of them now, they're the nieces of Harry Chapin, singer-songwriter Harry Chapin. And for a while, and dang it, I can't remember her name, but the daughter of Wes Craven was performing with them as well. Horror director Wes Craven. Really interesting combination there, but their voices are so perfect together. And covering the Everly Brothers is, you know, it's a match made in heaven right there. Kay's Choice before that. Remember that song, I'm Not an Addict, from the 90s? Kay's Choice from their album, The Backpack Sessions, with that cover of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, written by Carole King, and she included it on her Tapestry album, but that was long after Aretha Franklin had her hit with it, and that's from a brand new album, Kay's Choice, The Backpack Sessions. Smackwater Jack by Bridget Academy. I love songs that tell a story, so I had to include that one. That one is from a new Tapestry, a Carole King tribute called A New Tapestry. And Bjorn Again, the greatest ABBA cover band ever, with their cover of Will You Love Me Tomorrow. The Shirelles had a huge hit with it, written by Carole King, but she included it also on that album, Tapestry. We're going to get back to some more music in just a moment here. But before we do that, I do want to tell you about our sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Amazon.com. With the Amazon's Gotcha Covered listener purchase of the week, let's talk about Amazon, shall we? And let's talk about somebody buying a game. So many great games you can buy on Amazon, and their gold box sales happen so frequently that some of the best games you can find for a lot less than you'd find in stores. Somebody picked up the game Codenames, which is such a great game. It was a game of the year, I think, a couple of years back, and it's still so popular because it's so easy to play but it's still a challenge to win. It's a great word game where you work with a partner and try and get them to identify cards based on clues that you give them, but you also don't want to give those very same clues to the other team. It's a really, really cool game. It's inexpensive. You can get it for under $20. Go pick it up from Amazon right now. And when you do, what I want you to do is go to coverville.com and use either the Amazon banner that you find on the page or use any of the links you find in the show notes to any of the songs that you hear in today's show. Just click one of those links. Any link that takes you to Amazon from Coverville's site will work. Get you over there, and anything you add to your cart and purchase from that point forward puts a little extra money in the Coverville coffers. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. That money goes right back into production of the show. So please, and thank you for doing such a thing for me. It's Amazon, and the Amazon's Got You Covered listener purchase of the week. All right, so I mentioned songs that tell a story. This one's great, and this is a collaboration that Carole King had with Maurice Sendak, you know, the children's book writer, Maurice Sendak. It was I don't have it in front of me. I think Rosie Revisited was the name of the book, if I remember. But it was a collaboration between those two. Here is a cover of a song from that collaboration, performed here by Tony Zajkowski. I bet you don't pronounce that J. Zajkowski, from an album called Simply Mad, 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 Mad About the Loser's Lounge. Came out in 1999. These guys do amazing covers, the Loser's Lounge. So check them out. Here is Pierre. Sing along.
There once was a boy named Pierre who only could say, I don't care. Read his story, my friend, and you'll find at the end that a suitable moral is there. One day his mother said, when Pierre climbed out of bed, good morning, darling boy, you are my only joy. Pierre said, I don't care. What would you like to eat? I don't care. Some lovely cream of wheat. Don't sit backwards on your chair. Don't pour syrup on your hair. You are acting like a clown, and we have to go to town. Don't you want to come, my dear? Would you rather wait right here? So is mother left him there. His father said, get off your head, or I will march you up to bed. Pierre said, I don't care. I would think that you could see, your head is where your feet should be. If you keep back standing upside down, we'll never ever get to town.
What happens next, Joe?
If you would only say I care.
If only you would say I care, I'd let you fold the folding chair. So his parents left him there. They didn't take him anywhere. Now, as the night began to fall, a hungry lion paid a call. He looked Pierre right in the eye and asked him if he'd like to die. And Pierre said, I can eat you, don't you see? And you will be inside of me. Then you'll never have to bother with a mother and a father. Is that all you have to say? Then I'll eat you if I may. So the lion ate Pierre. Arriving home at 6 o'clock, his parents had a dreadful shock. They found the lion sick in bed and cried, Pierre is surely dead. They pulled the lion by the hair. They hit him with the folding chair. His mother asked, where is Pierre? And the lion answered, father said, Pierre's in there. They rushed the lion into town. The doctor shook him up and down. And when the lion gave a roar, Pierre fell out upon the floor. His eyes and he scratched his head and laughed because he wasn't dead. His mother cried and held him tight. His father asked, are you all right? Pierre said, I am feeling fine. Please take me home, it's 9:30. The lion said, if you would care to climb on me, I'll take you. Then everyone looked at Pierre, who shouted, yes, indeed, I care. The lion took them home to rest and stayed on as a weekend guest. The moral of Pierre is care.
I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. Hey boy, hey boy, I'll tell you no lie. Something deep inside of me's going to die. If you say so long, if this is goodbye. Supposed to exist without you. Hey boy, hey boy, now don't put me on. What's gonna happen to me if you're gone? How will I live? How can I go on?
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Faithful with a cover of I'm Into Something Good, of course, a hit for Herman's Hermits, but also written by, as you probably have guessed, the theme of the show, Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Now, that version right there comes from an album called Kissin' Time that Marianne Faithfull released in the last couple of years, featuring collaborations with Beck and right there, Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. You don't hear him on vocals, but that's him doing keyboards, I believe. Really interesting. Such a happy song to hear Billy Corgan involved with. I'm into something good. Before that, Grizzly Bear with a very, I don't know, a very controversial song, understandably controversial song. He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss, a song that while it was written by Carole and Jerry, it's more the arrangement by Phil Spector that makes it such a weird song that doesn't seem to it doesn't seem to address the big elephant in the room, which is, you know, the abuse of someone, whether it's a girlfriend or a spouse or whatever. And the original inspiration, if you can call it that, for the song, Little Ava, who was the babysitter of Carole King and Jerry Goffin, was talking to them about how her boyfriend was treating her. And when they asked her about it, she said something, you know, like, well, he does it because he loves me. And it inspired them writing the song, and kind of goes in a weird direction. It's a song that I don't think you could ever get away with releasing right now, for sure. He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss by Grizzly Bear, cover of a song by the Crystals when it was first released. That Grizzly Bear version came out on an EP called Friend. They also recorded it for Day Trotter. And Courtney Love has done covers of it. Trying to think of all the different artists that have done covers of it. I think even Lana Del Rey mentions the song in one of her other songs. Yukari Ito with a cover of The Locomotion from a collection called Nippon Go West. And that song was originally recorded by Little Ava, originally intended to be recorded by Dee Dee Sharp. That's who Carole King and Jerry Goffin had written it for. But when she bowed out from recording it, they looked at their babysitter, who was also a really good singer, and said, hey, why don't you sing this for us? And she did. It became a huge hit. And it also became a huge hit. It went to the top five on the Billboard charts by three different artists in three different decades. Little Ava in the 60s, Grand Funk Railroad in the 70s, and Kylie Minogue in the 80s. Not too many songs can claim that. As a matter of fact, Go Away, Little Girl was a similar situation. It had gotten to number one twice by two different artists, and that song also written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Maybe they were onto something. Before that, you heard Lieutenant Uhura herself, Nichelle Nichols, and her cover of Hey Boy, which is kind of a cover of the song Hey Girl, changed a couple of the lyrics, of course, originally done by Freddie Scott. You'll find that on Nichelle Nichols' album Down to Earth. And then at the top of that set, Tony Zaykowski with a cover of Pierre, originally written in collaboration between Carole King and Maurice Sendak, covered there for the Simply Mad, 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 Mad About the Loser's Lounge from 1999. Take a breath. It's over. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, an idea, suggestion, any of that stuff, use the requests@coverville.com email address. Just send it right there. It goes right to me. Any of your ideas, your thoughts, whatever is on your mind, email me about it. Or better yet, let me hear your sparkling voice by calling the toll-free request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, for everything else, you can visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. You can find past episodes, an archive, ways to buy DVDs of all the past episodes, all that great stuff right there at coverville.com. Also want to thank Nikki, the newest Patreon. You can support Coverville by going to patreon.com/coverville and support the show with whatever amount you want to support the show with, even a dollar a month. If everybody listening to my voice did a dollar a month, I wouldn't have to do any other freelance or any other work throughout the year. That's how cool that would be. Visit patreon.com/coverville for more information. Oh, look at that. Nikki's in the chat room. Thank you, Nikki. You're awesome. Goes by the name Real Girl in chat. You rock, Real Girl. How's Lars? Just kidding. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of Coverville. Stick around for next week's episode. Don't know exactly what it's going to be. Can I tell you? I could probably tell you, give you a little bit of a tease of what's coming up next week. Probably looking at least some or all of Michael McDonald and Doobie Brothers. So get your yacht rock on. And so that'll be at least part of next week's show, maybe the whole thing. If you have ideas, suggestions for covers of the Doobie Brothers, let me know. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you hear podcasts so good, you'll always know you're into something good.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.